This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, DFW. Boy, we were just listening to some songs in the break. I was listening to my song that is getting ready to be played at 7:40. Bobby's finally finished.
Mine is done. Look, I'm a perfectionist.
Wrapping up his.
I'm a perfectionist.
Yes, he is.
Actually, I mean, I'm a procrastinator is what it is. I'm just very busy. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I knew I'd get it done, and it's done.
It's done. Peyton's song is coming up at the payload as we get you set for Rangers opening day. Of course, you could hear the game. Well, 12 hours from now. 12 hours from now, we were in the middle of the pregame. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock.
No, pregame starts now. Well, pregame starts going now, all the way up. But yes, the official pregame.
6 o'clock. G-Bag will be out there at the ballpark for their show. So go see that if you get there early. If you get there early enough, you can go say hi. And then, of course, Sandler will have the pre at 6.
Absolutely. And we have Jared Sandler coming up at 7:20. Look, we are your home for the world champion Texas Rangers, and you will be fully aware of it today. We got Jared Sandler at 7:20. Mm-hmm. We have Tom Glavine coming up at 8, like we had mentioned. Derek Holland is in studio all day today with the KNC Masterpiece. Cole Hamels in the 11 o'clock hour. Chuck Morgan at 12:45. I believe Sandler's spending time with them as well on the KNC. And then G-Bag is out at the ballpark. They're in the trenches. They got boots on the ground. So this is the spot for Rangers opening day.
It is the spot for Rangers opening day. That's for, you know, Rangers throughout the next 162 days.
Absolutely.
What's the latest on Dak Prescott?
So we have a source off. We have a good old source off, RJ Choppy. Mm-hmm. So we had the report the other day from Ian Rappaport that said the Cowboys essentially are saying, you know what, we're good on an extension for now. And apparently the way it's phrased and the way some of it has been discussed behind the scenes that I can tell is that Dak Prescott is also kind of approaching it from we're good for now. And so it sounds like there's a comfort at where they're at of just letting this play out and potentially letting him hit free agency next year. So a couple different people weighed in on this yesterday. Josina Anderson, who we've had on this show before, writes, regarding the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, I'm told the team does intend to work out a contract for their 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback and also has not closed off potential to consummate a deal for him this year, per source. While there's currently no offer or imminent talks, the team is not presently charting a path to let Prescott go to free agency, despite some chatter to the contrary, I'm told. You always got to kind of say, despite some chatter. Basically what you're saying is Ian's wrong. That's what you're trying to say. Prescott's entire contract history with the Cowboys from his rookie deal, tagging, extension, and restructures are all macro indicators of the eventual goal. Okay, so I would say to Josina's report there that they don't intend, or they intend to work out a contract, and they haven't closed off the potential for a deal to get done this year, and that there's no talks or nothing's imminent. The idea that somehow runs counter to what we heard on Tuesday, I think is wrong. I think it still falls in line with the idea of the Cowboys are not doing anything about this contract right now, and they're just going to see. And that's where they're at with this one. They want to see it. Calvin Watkins had an interesting thread. Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News had an interesting thread over on Twitter. Not X, Twitter. Job. Said some Dak Prescott thoughts. I believe something will get done at some point this summer. Prescott doesn't seem worried about contract talks, just like he wasn't in 2021 when he signed his four-year deal. The Cowboys are worried about the cap in 2025. So they're not worried about this one. When we talk about eating that charge this year, they're not worried about 24. They're worried about 25. So the structure of some contracts now will impact that immensely. CeeDee Lamb's contract is one to watch in terms of average salary. Is Lamb a $25 million per year receiver? $30 million? If you don't get that done soon, will Lamb report to offseason workouts? So that's a question. Is he going to hold out?
Right.
Micah Parsons is a player that needs to report to offseason workouts. He talked about culture this offseason, and if that's the case, he should be in the start day one of offseason workouts. One final thing on Prescott. Someone close to him said if he hits free agency, they expect him to get paid again from a team. No surprise here with some NFL teams so needy at the position. Prescott holds the cards here because the Cowboys don't want to go hunting for a quarterback anymore. They're posturing like they're fine with that, though. They're posturing like they do want to go hunting for a quarterback.
Yeah.
And when you look at the entire way that they've approached this so far, it doesn't seem like there's eagerness to try and handle it or get it done. And I'm not doubting what Calvin's saying. I'm just saying that that's something that it hasn't appeared that way right now. But right there, it basically says, hey, look, if he hits free agency, someone's going to pay him.
And, oh, someone will.
And I think that that is an indication, again, of kind of what we were talking about yesterday. If you let him get to free agency, you're saying goodbye to him, which maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you're comfortable with that. But to me, you're saying goodbye to him.
Yeah, you are, I think, if he gets there. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I mean, I still think that there's a chance that he would sign back, but I think the likelihood is that he would kind of stick it to you.
I think they're hoping for that. I think they're banking on that angle, is that he would just, okay, we're going to, he loves being a Cowboy so much that he'll give us the opportunity to match, or we'll do, you know, we'll have the ability to, you know, sign him. There won't be any point of no return. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to get him no matter what. Now, it's interesting, over on Twitter, Arjun Menon, who used to be in the analytics department for the Jets.
Arjun?
Yes.
Okay.
Who used to be in the analytics department for the Jets and does a lot of different research.
That was the South African's name in Lethal Weapon 2, I think.
Was it?
The bad guy, I think his name.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was Arjun.
I was not aware of that. He says, looking specifically at top 100 picks, going back to 2011.
All right.
Here's how much draft capital each team has allocated to each position since 2011. Like we said, if you look at the Cowboys, running back, 5% of their picks. Wide receiver, 10. Tight end, 5. Tackle, 10. Guard, 5. Center, 2.5. Edge, little over 15. Interior defensive line, almost 13%. Linebacker, almost 13%. Cornerback, 18%. And then safety, 2%. Quarterback, it's the Johnny Manziel line.
0.1%.
0.0. Now, what's interesting is I was like, they've got to be the only team that's done that, right? That hasn't spent a top 100 pick on a quarterback in the last 13, 14 years. Here are the teams that also have not done it.
Well, let's see. The Saints, the last first-round draft pick the Saints took a quarterback was...
It's been a while. And remember, this is specific to since 2011. So if it's a GM who got there after 2011, it's just what that GM did.
Okay.
So like Brett Veach, I don't think drafted, Dorsey drafted Mahomes. So Brett Veach would not be considered the one to do that. So
by
Brett
the way,
Veach,
the Saints' last first round draft pick at quarterback was Archie.
Are you serious? Wow. And these are just top 100 picks. Eric DaCosta at the Ravens has not picked one in out of his picks. And then obviously the most recent guys. But if you look at anybody with at least 20 picks under their belt, Chop, since 2011, any GM with at least 20 picks under their belt, the Cowboys are the only team that has not used a top 100 pick on quarterback. And you think that should change?
I do think it should change if it comes to them, right? If the draft comes to them. Like, yeah, don't reach for it, maybe. But the Packers did this. They did it twice, really. They did it with Favre when they still had Favre.
Yep.
And they did it when they had Rodgers still, and they took Aaron, Jordan Love. There's Aaron Rodgers, obviously, when they still had Favre.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs had the Chiefs were going to the playoffs every year, winning the division every year. We forget how good they were with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
But they never got over the hump. It's very similar. Now, I think Dak's better than Alex Smith, but the results are very, very similar to the Chiefs had with Alex Smith. And they found a way to get Patrick Mahomes. The Colts, obviously the Colts still could have kept Manning through his injury.
Yeah.
But Andrew Luck was there. Now, it's different. They had a generational opportunity to pick Andrew Luck at first. And they were like, all right, it was a no-brainer. Even though Manning probably could have played a couple more years, you were looking at the time at 15 years of another quarterback, and you were going to follow the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers model. But assuming Bobby's right, that if he gets to free agency, he's gone, do you really want to leave yourself that exposed? And you're going to lose him for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a third-round comp pick.
Right, but you know, either you trade him today and you get a couple of firsts for him, or you wait and you're screwed. And who knows what kind of pick you're going to get next year. Now, you might get a top 15 pick.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the whole thing craters because everybody's on a one-year deal and everybody's playing for their own contract and not playing team football. They're all playing for themselves. But if you think you're not going to keep him, then you got to figure out where you're going to get your next quarterback from. And I don't think it's Trey Lance. And
I don't either.
If Penix is there or Bo Nix is there or whatever, I mean, do you not have to at least bring him in for a visit prior to?
This is interesting.
Like, so, do you not have to bring Michael Penix in for a visit?
I think you, and look, I don't know. We'll see the 30 visit list. Michael Penix, I think you'd bring in at the very least because of potential injury situation, and you don't know where he's going to go. Like, I mean, he's got medical questions.
Penix,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I would think you'd want to take a look at him, especially if you thought he could potentially get there. A lot of people, look, I think he's going to go in the first round. I think he'll go before Dallas gets picked. But, I mean, there have been some people that go, like, Penix could go in the second sometime. Like, there are people who just are not sure about him.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, does he get all the way down to you? I went back and looked. I was curious. Who also, the quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round since 2017. That's since Dak came into the league. They have 24 of them here. And I'll list off a name. You just keep track of, when you hear a name, which ones you would take right now is like, yeah, I'd rather have that guy, even if they're not better. I'd rather have that guy in his upside, maybe, if they're younger,
okay,
moving into the future, over Dak. Patrick Mahomes, so just keep count for me. Patrick Mahomes, Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Tua, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, and Bryce Young.
All right, so with upside, I could maybe argue 8 to 10 tops with upside.
But that's still, you're saying that you would definitely do it because that's one out of every, even at worst with upside, that's one out of every three.
Because you got Burrow, you got Allen, you got Herbert, Mahomes. I mean, there's four right there.
That's four you would definitely take right now.
Right now. And then there's, like, you know, the Stroud. I would not do Kyler, but there is an upside there still, I suppose. I did not touch Field. I think it's probably like six to eight, eight to ten tops.
So I mean that's
I mean, if you consider Lamar,
that's one out of every three.
Yeah, I mean.
So I mean, you're talking about like I mean, if three quarterbacks go in the first round, then you should that means it may take you three times max, but eventually you think you'll find somebody that you would rather have over Dak. And if the Cowboys feel that way, they need to look at that seriously.
Yeah, I went and did this study, and I'll show you this real quick. Now, they're not going to have their choice the top two or three or four. But I went and looked at the last 10 drafts. The first quarterback taken was not the best quarterback in half of the 10 drafts.
Okay.
All right, which means that it's the whole thing. Like, you know, who you evaluate as the best doesn't always try to be the best. Stroud has so far been better than Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy was like the last player taken. He's better than Kenny Pickett, who was the first quarterback taken.
Which the 49ers said yesterday, we know we're going to have to pay Brock Purdy really soon, market-setting money.
Wow. Wow. Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in that class that he had, and he hasn't even been what we thought he would.
Yeah, he is.
Burrow is the best of that class, but you would absolutely, if you were a team looking for a quarterback, take Herbert, Love, Tua, and Hurts. What a draft that turned out to be.
Yeah.
I mean, those are quality players. Kyler was the best. That worked. So you had three in a row that worked. But Baker was the first pick. Lamar and Josh Allen are better than Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch Trubisky was the first pick, but Mahomes and Deshaun are better.
Mm-hmm.
Goff was the first pick, but you could easily say Dak has been better.
Yeah.
And then Bortles was the first pick, but you could easily say that Derek Carr's had a better career.
Oh, yeah. No, Derek Carr definitely had a better career.
So that's half the drafts where the second or third or fourth or fifth or even last quarterback taken has been better than the first.
So that's why you would say, just regardless, every year pick one. Would you pick one every year?
I mean, not in the first round.
But you would pick one in the draft every
fourth
year?
Fourth round every year.
I don't have a problem if they want to pick a – look, and the Cowboys have approached it.
Especially if you have two – if you have like a comp four. I mean, take one there.
Look, I mean, and they've – I mean, McCarthy, I think, has approached it that way at times whenever he's been in Green Bay. He got here. He picked DiNucci. He then wanted Aiden O'Connell potentially in the fourth round last year. So, I mean, they have approached it with that thought process. Look, they didn't draft Dak to be Romo's replacement.
No, they didn't.
Draft him just like, okay, let's throw another dart. Let's get some depth, whatever else.
You never know when you're going to. And plus, if you have a good roster, I think you, especially the value with a rookie quarterback is the contract. Anything you get from them playing wise in terms of their, like, oh, look, we found a diamond in the rough here. It's an upside. If you've got a good roster, you can fight your way through with a league average quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
That's the formula, unless you have a super stud. They got close to one. Dak's close to a super stud. I mean, he's not Mahomes, not Allen, but like he's good enough. He's good enough. The problem is when you get to $60 million, can you overcome that? That's because that's what you pay Mahomes. You pay Mahomes that money to overcome not having Tyreek Hill. There you go. That's
60 will eventually be the new 40, though, and 40 became the new 20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. All right, the payload is next. Song number one.
Ooh.
Peyton Russell's Rangers opening. I'm sorry, world champion. Rangers.
Damn right.
Opening day song is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.